Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another Psalms devotional, Psalm 37 this morning. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. It's good to be with you on this Friday morning, and apparently Friday is Baby Yoda morning, so which I'm happy for because this is one of my larger mugs, good 20-ouncer. Gets me fueled up for sermon writing day. Friday's also sermon writing day for me, so would appreciate your prayers as I sit down to write my sermon today on 1 Corinthians 15. We'll be looking at the reality of the resurrection and with what kind of body are we raised and the glorious spiritual body like Christ that we will have. Just as we have borne the image of the man from dust, so we shall bear the image of the man from heaven. Ah, it's good, glorious news. I'm looking forward to preaching that on Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, Lord willing. We'll be outside under the Sharon Pavilion at the Deer Creek 4-H camp there in the Rock State Park area. Looking forward to that. Hope you're going to be able to join us for that worship service. It will not be raining, it doesn't look like. It's going to be a little chilly, you know, low to mid-50s. So dress warmly, maybe bring a blanket. But it's great to worship outside in the beauty of God's creation together. Psalm 37. Let's pray and dig into this wonderful, wonderful psalm. Heavenly Father, thank you for another day of life. Thank you for another opportunity to study the Psalms together. Thank you, Father, for Psalm 37, for the powerful encouragement that it has for us. We pray that you would open our hearts to receive that encouragement by faith, enlighten our minds to understand your word, and help us to see Jesus and to love him more closely and dearly for the time we spend in your word together this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Psalm 37. It's just 40 verses, so it's kind of long. It's one of those where we might not necessarily get to every single verse in detail, but we'll do the best we can with the time we have. Psalm 37. 37. Not 34. Let me fix that. It's going to drive me crazy. Little things. All right. Of David. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil. For the evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. In just a little while, the wicked will be no more. Though you look carefully at his place, he will not be there. But the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant peace. The wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend their bows to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose way is upright. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. Better is the little that the righteous has than the abundance of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their heritage will remain forever. They are not put to shame in evil times. In the days of famine they have abundance. But the wicked will perish. The enemies of the Lord are like the glory of the pastures. They vanish like smoke. They vanish away. The wicked borrows but does not pay back, but the righteous is generous and gives. For those blessed by the Lord shall inherit the land, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. He is ever lending generously, and his children become a blessing. Turn away from evil and do good. So shall you dwell forever. For the Lord loves justice. He will not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever. But the children of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell upon it forever. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. The law of God is in his heart. His steps do not slip. The wicked watches for the righteous and seeks to put him to death. The Lord will not abandon him to his power, or let him be condemned when he is brought to trial. Wait for the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. You will look on when the wicked are cut off. I have seen a wicked, ruthless man spreading himself like a green laurel tree. But he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Then I sought him, and he could not be found. Mark the blameless, and behold the upright, for there is a future for the man of peace. But transgressors shall be altogether destroyed. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. The stronghold of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their, the salvation. Let me get that line right. It's very important. The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. Amen. What a powerful psalm. It's just full of encouragement from beginning to end. And it begins in the first part of the psalm with this threefold command. Verse 1, fret not yourself. That's the first words of it, right? And then verse 7, fret not yourself over the one who prospers in the way. And verse 8, fret not yourself. It tends only to evil. So three times in the opening nine verses, we're told, fret not yourself. What does that mean? Don't worry. Don't stress. Chill, as my 17-year-old son is fond of saying. Well, but there's evildoers in the world. They're doing wrong. I mean, open your eyes, look around. There's evildoers in the world, and they're doing wrong. Today, they wear suits and ties, and they are billionaires who are quite respectable and who are praised by the world while they fund abortion on demand and population control measures. There are evildoers. There are also dictators in foreign places stirring up wars that may or may not drag the people of God into just a terrible, terrible existence. The people of Taiwan are being threatened by China right now. We have Christian brothers and sisters, many, in the island nation of Taiwan, the Republic of China, and they're being threatened by the menacing communist Chinese army and navy. So there's evildoers in the world, right? There's evildoers who prosper. Verse 7, fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way. Over the man who carries out his evil devices. They're not just threatening. They're not just there. They're actually succeeding. They're successful. Evil often wins the day in this world. But fret not yourself. And we're told the reason why, specifically in the third command. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil. You see, when we worry, when we are anxious, when we are stressed, when we are concerned about what the wicked and the evildoers in the world are doing, then we are tempted to do whatever it takes to stop them. You see, then we are tempted to say, well, I have to do this because somebody has to stop these people. And then we do wicked ourselves. We lie, we cheat, we slander, we gossip. We fail to love our neighbor as ourselves. We fail to joyfully proclaim the gospel. We get consumed by the world and its agenda, fretting over evildoers. Evildoers who prosper in the way, evildoers who successfully carry out their evil devices. Fretting tends only to evil. So what's the solution? What's the solution? Well, remember who they are and where they're heading. And even more importantly, remember who the Lord is and who you are in Him. So that's really the answer of Psalm 37. Remember who the wicked are and what their destiny is. And then remember who the Lord is and what your destiny is as one who belongs to the Lord. And this is just repeated throughout the psalm. So, the evildoers, the wrongdoers, they're going to soon fade like the grass. They're going to wither like the green herb. But the Lord, we can trust in Him. We can delight in Him. We can do good. Because when we delight ourselves in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. Now, this is a much misunderstood verse. It's always dangerous when someone just quotes a verse without any context or explanation and sort of hangs the whole weight of their theology, their practice, their life on that verse. And some people have taken this one. Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. And they've taken it as kind of a blank check that you can get whatever you want from God. You can get whatever you want from God if you worship Him. The whole of Psalm 34 shows that that's not true. Oh, but it is true. But just in a greater and richer sense than we would see. Right? It's not true that if you delight yourself in the Lord, you can say, oh, it's the desire of my heart that these evil, wicked people would just go away and leave me alone and would just be foiled in their plans and would just be defeated tomorrow and that I would be prosperous and that I would be successful and that I would have my way in this world. You're not going to get that. That's not what God has ordained or planned for His people. And yet, in the end, where Psalm 37 is leading us is that that's exactly what happens in the end. In the end, the evildoers, the wrongdoers, do end up judged and swept away and condemned, while the righteous enjoy the Lord forever. But another way to look at verse 4 is, if you delight yourself in the Lord, if you trust in the Lord and you do good, your heart's desires will be aligning with what God desires, which is righteousness and peace and faithfulness and good. And you'll delight in the things of the Lord, and then the Lord will give you the desires of your heart. He will grow you. He will lead you. He will use you for His glory. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Now, we as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, when we read verse 6, we should see our righteousness and our justice, or our justification, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so David was waiting for Jesus, the righteousness of God, to be revealed, the justice of God to come into the world. And He has come into the world, and He has brought salvation. We are now waiting for Him to come again. And Jesus tells us that when He comes again, it'll be as a bright light that shines from one end of the heavens to the other. Everybody will see Him. There will be no mistaking it on that day. That's the day we're looking forward to. When we say, He'll bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday, that is a come quickly, Lord Jesus. Split the sky wide open and shine your light from east to west and show this world your glory and come and make things right. It's a promise of Jesus coming. And so what we are to do is to be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. And when we're fretting, we're not waiting patiently for the Lord. We're not still before the Lord. We're not committing our way to the Lord. We're not trusting in the Lord. We're not delighting in the Lord. And I'm going to be very straightforward about this. I've seen many people I love get really caught up in the political divisiveness and accusations and name-calling and gossiping and slandering and propaganda machines that run our culture. Our culture is politically obsessed. And I've seen God's people get sucked into that vortex because they're fretting themselves over evildoers. They're fretting themselves over those who prosper in the way. And their anxiousness and their worry draws their heart away from the Lord. They're not being still before the Lord. They're not committing their way to the Lord. They're not trusting in the Lord. They're not delighting in the Lord. They're not showing forth the peace of one who knows that the Lord is on the throne and that he is ruling over the nations and that he will make all things right in the end. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Don't get stirred up and angry. And I can get that way too over political things, social things, cultural things. But don't. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil. Trust in God. The evildoers will be cut off. Those who wait for the Lord will inherit the land. We're told that a couple times in this psalm, that those who wait for the Lord will inherit the land. Well, we're not going to be able to cover most of this psalm in detail because we're already almost out of time. The meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant peace. What's going to happen for the wicked? In just a little while, remember this life is just a snap in the light of eternity. In just a little while, the wicked will be no more. There'll be no more. God will come and God will judge. And so better is the little that the righteous has than the abundance of the wicked, because the wicked's abundance is going to be gone forever. Whereas the little that the righteous have, if we're faithful with it, will be rewarded forever. The wicked, they're like the glory of the pastures. They vanish. They're like smoke. They vanish away. Right? But the steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Though he fall, he will not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. And even in this life, God will take care of us. God will provide for our needs. We may not be as abundantly wealthy as a Bill Gates or a Warren Buffett, you know, these billionaires who support the slaughter of the unborn with their billions that they invest in Planned Parenthood and the National Abortion Foundation and spreading the gospel of abortion around the world. We may not have their billions, but God takes care of us. God takes care of us. And what do we do with what God gives us? We should be generous. We should give. Look at verse 21, top of the screen. The righteous is generous and gives. Bottom of the screen, verse 26, he's ever lending generously. His children become a blessing. So we are taken care of by the Lord, and we should be generous and kind with what the Lord gives us. But ultimately, we're trusting in where this story is heading. Because this story is heading to a joyful conclusion when the Lord Jesus will come again. And we will be delivered from the wicked. We will be saved from evil forever because we take refuge in him. Our salvation is from the Lord. And so we can trust in him. So that's the good news for this morning. Fret not. Fret not. Wait for the Lord. Keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. We can trust him. He is coming again. And he will make all things right. And he will make all things new. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that you are the King, the ruler, the Lord, the exalted mighty God over all things. All things are held in your powerful hands. And we thank you that you are good to us. We thank you that you give to us out of the overflow of your heart. You give to us. You provide for our needs. You protect us. You establish us, you guide us. Father, let us have peace and not fret over the prosperity of the wicked, over the success of evildoers in this world. Trusting in you, committing our way to you, delighting in you, because you are sovereign even over the plans of the wicked, even when wickedness prospers, as we see happening in our day. There's no doubt. Look around us and we can see that the wicked are prospering. Wickedness is being celebrated and righteousness is being shamed in our day. But we don't need to fret. We need to trust you, Lord. So give us the faith to trust you, to rest in you, to humble our hearts in dependence upon you, to look to you to provide our needs, to establish our steps, to use us for your glory. And oh, that coming day, Lord Jesus, come quickly. For you will come and make all things right, and you will come and make all things new. Forever and ever we will be with you, with no more wickedness, no more evil. That's the real world that's coming, and we trust you for it. And we say, with your church, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. 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 Well, we only have two more psalms left to do, and then we will have covered all of them. We didn't do them exactly in order, but Monday and Wednesday of next week, we're going to do Psalms 38 and 39, and then we're going to be done with the psalms for a little while at least. We're probably going to come back to them in some way, but I'm going to be compiling all 150 that I've done, so you can go to one place and have easy access to them. You can find them all on YouTube, on Facebook, and on Sermon Audio, but it's not necessarily the easiest thing to navigate at this point. So I'm going to work a little bit on trying to organize that in one place, one webpage where you can go and find all 150 Psalms. So look for that. Pray for me as I do that, that I would be able to do it well. And I hope to see you on Sunday. If not, back here on Monday morning. Have a blessed day in the Lord.